Let us pray. God of true power and authority, we offer prayers for the world and for all our political, business, and community leaders, that they may abandon the ways of Herod and Caesar and exercise their authority with justice, truth, and mercy. We pray likewise for all those who suffer political and economic oppression, that they may find their way to safety and dignity, not least through the elimination of all forms of bigotry and discrimination. And for all refugees, that those to whom they come for sanctuary may open their hearts and grant them safe passage and renewed hope. We pray for our nation, with all our dreams and fears of the future, all our aspirations and uncertainties. Grant that all the families that make up the family of our nation may live together in peace, cooperation, and understanding, that the future we build may be one of shared opportunity and mutual love. May we not be afraid to receive help from and give help to those who are strangers to us. And may we understand that all those who live alongside us are our neighbours, the ones with whom we are tasked to build communities of human flourishing. We pray for our community, for the families and individuals and households who live and work among us, out of which is woven the fabric of our lives. May kindness and consideration be the ruling paradigm through which we interact with and know one another. May the life of Christ and the peace of the Holy Spirit touch us and work through us to engage all those whom we encounter in the day-to-day. And may those among us who stand on the outer be brought into the circle of community and relationship, the mutuality of your godly love. Merciful Lord, we pray for your church, the body of Christ, for the church throughout the world, for the United Church in Australia, for your communities of faith at Heathmont and Ringwood. Through your covenant with Israel, you call your church into faithfulness and witness. Grant that we may be faithful disciples of your love, speaking truth to power, declaring your radical, subversive wisdom to the conventions of human understanding, and acknowledging in humble honesty our own faults, brokenness, and limitations. God of hope and healing, we pray for all those who are suffering under the burden of illness or disease, for the dying, for those afflicted with emotional trauma or existential despair, for those who suffer from discrimination or prejudice because of their physical or psychological circumstances. We pray for the lonely and the friendless, and for those who can perceive no hope for the future. We pray for those members of our own congregations who are in need and difficulty, and name before you especially Judy Scholes Robertson, who is currently in hospital. And we ask that you bless them and their families with hope and peace. May we as communities of faith be an ever-present reminder to them of your love. Lord of life and resurrection, we remember all those who have passed before us, especially those whose anniversaries occur about this time. May their lives be held in the depths of your love until that time when all life is joined through Christ into your eternal being. And may those who mourn and remember with sadness be upheld by your Spirit of peace, reassured by your promise of eternal life made through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of all things, you know the depths of our hearts, all the hidden places, the secret hurts, the quiet shames and unrealized hopes. Holy, known to you, we come before you now to offer in silence those prayers written on our hearts. Lord of light and life, we offer all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.